Number four. Madam Clerk.
Item number four is from the Manager of Real Estate Services, DAS, recommending the sale of Park East Corridor lands located in the city of Milwaukee to the Milwaukee School of Engineers.
Madam Chair.
Good morning.
Good morning. May we have a moment just to set up some of the exhibits that would be helpful to the committee, I believe, as we go through this?
Madam Chair, while they're setting that up, I have a question. I'm sure we all received correspondence from Reinhardt dated January 27th. It wasn't a part of the package. It was just something that was on my desk.
Okay.
But as it relates to this project, it talks about how there will be a good faith effort in achieving that 25% DDE goal. I guess it's those three words, good faith effort, kind of bother me. I'm wondering if we can touch on why the language doesn't, I guess, feel a little bit more adamant to say that it really reads this 25%.
Okay, we'll make sure to have that as part of the discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Dillman, are you all set?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to introduce who you have before you. To my left is Jerry Baker from the real estate section. Jerry has been very helpful in assembling this rather complicated transaction. To my right is Will Schreier, attorney representing MSOE. And to his right, Scott Ramlow, the consultant. Scott, if you wouldn't mind indicating what firm.
With Eli Wilson Architects, we're the campus architects.
That has been helpful in generating the various development that we'll be discussing. In December of 2010, at the meeting of this committee, staff was instructed to negotiate with MSOE and MNI Bank, at that time now known as BMO Harris, for the sale and exchange of county-owned Park East land and Harris land for the development of the soccer facility and parking structure, including a retail component. That, in turn, is the project. Madam Chair, would you like me to run through the memo, just highlighting perhaps some of the germane areas of the transaction?
Yes.
It gets rather complicated. I thought I would just go through the memo and point out the three respective documents and, in turn, perhaps the germane elements of each document as in using the exhibits for help. Over the last 12 months, there have been extensive negotiations between the county staff, corporation council, representatives of MSOE, and Harris regarding the sale of the lands needed for the development of the MSOE project. In addition, numerous discussions have taken place with city staff to coordinate the efforts of MSOE and Harris to obtain the needed agreements and approvals from the city to construct the development. What you have as a part of your memo packet, of your committee packet, are actually three documents. Three documents represent this transaction. One is the tri-party agreement, which in essence is the offer to purchase that includes the county, MSOE, and Harris Bank. You have also a development agreement, and the development agreement is basically the document that memorializes the commitments that have been portrayed within this development. Then the last document is the public access easement. The public access easement is in place for the purposes of creating a public open space area that in turn was identified within the city's redevelopment plan for this particular area. If I may, I would just like to point out the various land ownerships that we'll be briefly be talking about. This is the land in question. This is the Harris ownership currently. This is the city, the County of Milwaukee's ownership currently. This small blue piece was determined to be a small area of City of Milwaukee ownership. So we needed to identify that within the transaction. Bless you. The transaction basically boils down to the fact that MSOE is going to acquire these lands from Milwaukee County and then in turn exchange lands with Harris Bank for the purposes of resulting in this configuration, which this would be MSOE, which in turn is the area that they would construct their project on. This area to the north is the area that would be identified as the public open space area. And this area would be the replacement piece that Harris Bank would receive other than what they have currently here. So it really is a puzzle whereby the pieces have been reconfigured to create this land ownership, and MSOE in turn will be purchasing these lands from Milwaukee County. I do point out that as a part of the acquisition, because this area is being used for public purposes, the agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration indicates that if it's going for public purposes, it does not have to be compensated. The dollars do not have to be compensated for. In addition to the land area that's going to be dedicated for street right-of-way, for extension of Market Street. So this area and this area is not within the compensation amount. The compensation amount for these two areas equal the $3,805,388. So that in turn is what MSOE will be paying Milwaukee County, and then in turn MSOE will be working out their arrangement to create this land ownership for the bank and this land ownership for MSOE. As a part of the $3.8 million, it has to be recognized that these lands have environmental impairment. So the agreement with the Federal Highway Administration and the Department of Transportation indicate that that impairment can be used as an offset to the appraised fair market value, which is that $3.8 million that I talked about. So as a part of this transaction, there will be an environmental escrow set aside that in turn will be used during the project creation, and the environmental impairment that actually has to be dealt with as a part of that will be, the escrow will be utilized for that purpose. Milwaukee County will be a part of that monitoring of that actual construction project to make sure that whatever is encountered is in fact true environmental impairment and a legitimate deduction from the escrow. So in other words, the $3.8 million less the environmental escrow of $1,144,586 brings down the gross amount to Milwaukee County of $2,666,000. Now, the $2,666,000 will be divided between the county, the state, and the feds. That in turn because of our partnership of being freeway lands. The $1.14 million as far as the environmental escrow, if there is a balance at the end of construction in that escrow, that will flow back to Milwaukee County as well and be divided on the same percentages with the state and the feds. So it's a way of recognizing the fair market value has been purchased. It's recognizing the legitimate impairment, which, by the way, that escrow was established by means of environmental consultants of Milwaukee County, environmental consultants of Milwaukee School MSOE, and also the environmental consultants of the state of Wisconsin. So the 1.14 was an agreed upon figure as being an equitable amount, and that's a maximum amount. If there is impairment that exceeds that dollar amount, that's it. They incur the cost for anything above that. But if there is a balance, as I indicated, we in turn would realize that balance and it would be distributed as the $2.66 million. There are contingencies, of course, of a part of this transaction, and if I may, I'd just like to run through them. A lot of the work has been done already on them, so in turn, many of them are certainly well along the way that ultimately would need approval from the city of Milwaukee that in turn is envisioned to take place during the month of February. Those contingencies are the creation of a certified survey map, which basically is the breakup of land and a re-land division required what's called a certified survey map. That is a requirement or a contingency of this transaction, and that would be done through the city of Milwaukee after the closing takes place. All governmental approvals needed for the intended development, the rezoning of the land by the city to allow the intended use, MSOE and Harris entering into agreement to provide Harris with temporary parking during the construction of MSOE's project, because as you can see, the bank is currently using this as surface parking, so that during the construction, there will be an arrangement made where everybody will be accommodated for the existing parking that they currently have. Another contingency is MSOE and Harris entering into a 10-year parking agreement for up to 220 spaces within the new parking structure. and that each party would have access to their respective ownerships during construction. So it's a series of things that have to take place that in turn much of the work has already been done on. It's just getting those contingencies actually fulfilled or satisfied for the closing to take place. Speaking of the closing is proposed to take place at the earlier of 15 days after the satisfaction of all contingencies or April 30th, 2012. The monies will be placed into escrow with Chicago Title, and then in turn there will be an escrow closing. In other words, the money gets put in to the funds, and then at closing the title company would disperse monies at the time that the respective ownerships are being reconfigured. Mm-hmm. One last point, as far as we talked about the environmental escrow, at the end of the day, when all the properties have been exchanged, everybody is accepting these lands in an as-is condition. So in other words, the environmental escrow was a means of equitably representing the impairment that is recognized within the property. But after the transaction takes place, everybody takes those respective ownerships as is, and no one is obligated thereafter. That was the tri-party agreement, basically a boiled-down version of the tri-party of the arrangement. The next document is the development agreement. And again, the development agreement is entered into to set forth certain terms and conditions for which the subject property will be developed and to establish certain additional covenants and restrictions. The development agreement is representing a project that is to construct a three-level parking structure with an NCAA regulation size soccer field on the top, and as well as a parking. There will be an additional retail component on the north end, which basically would be along this end, that in turn would be a part of this development. That development agreement would again memorialize or commit the parties to actually producing or constructing those elements of the project that they said they're going to that they were going to do. The project shall commence within 6 months after closing and shall be completed within 30 months of closing. The county, of course, if in fact they do not commence construction, the county has the ability to repurchase the property. Again, the property is conveyed as is. From the proceeds of the $1.144 million environmental escrow, they will be used for environmental remediation of the MSOE project. The county staff and our consultants will monitor the remediation activities during construction. The disbursement of the funds within that escrow will require county staff approval. County shall not be liable for any remediation cost that exceeds the escrow amount. And the excess funds after remediation shall be returned to the county upon the earlier of MSOE receiving a satisfactory closure letter from the Department of Natural Resources or 5 years following the construction completion. In other words, what it's trying to do is indicate that there should be a time certain in which those escrow funds should be ultimately released. So if there is balance in there, 5 years from completion of construction would be the maximum. But of course, the objective is to get a closure letter from the Department of Natural Resources on county land only. Thank you, Jerry. That closure letter for this particular project would be just for the county land only, right here.
The yellow part.
Right. The part that the county owned that turn blends into what the development site will be. Let's see. MSOE has committed to labor standards of prevailing wages, minimum hourly rates, and minimum fringe benefits, complying with the Park East Redevelopment Compact, and that they would maintain the proper records pursuant to the Park East Redevelopment Compact. They have worked closely with with Ms. Webb's office regarding the disadvantaged business participation, and they in turn, I believe what you have before you is a letter from Ms. Webb that indicates that they have committed to be a part of this project and that they will pursue those respective goals that are necessary within the DBE plan. Environmental indemnification, again, is a major point to point out within the development agreement, that the developer, or in this case that's defined as MSOE, it agrees to indemnify and hold harmless and defend the county from any and all liabilities and costs related to the presence of hazardous material. The last document, which basically memorializes the fact that this land area, which will be acquired by MSOE, will become a public open space area. Again, as a part of the city's redevelopment plan, it identified this area right here as being a public open space area, open to the public to use at all times. So what we did is, a part of this transaction, MSOE will be granting the county a perpetual easement that in turn will allow for that. And I just wanted to kind of run through some of the points, a part of that public open space easement that demonstrates that it's truly there for the purposes of the public use. Grantors will develop the property in conformity with the terms of the county and the city development agreements and the detailed plan development to be approved by the city as green space, welcoming to the general public as well as patrons visiting the commercial ventures within the adjacent MSOE projects. The improvements will include, without limitation, green space, tables, umbrellas, seating, and other appropriate amenities. Use of the property shall exclude any commercial operations. In other words, those patrons that are using the retail area, they in turn can certainly go into this area to sit and enjoy whatever they have partaken here in as far as the commercial area, but this area cannot be used, captured for a commercial operation. In other words, it shall remain open for the public to use. Grantors shall be able to install subsurface utilities on it. Grantors, which in this case the grantor is MSOE, what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that in turn it wouldn't be captured in exclusively by any one party. But we did recognize that from time to time MSOE may have events that take place here. So in turn, they have the ability 4 times a year for a time frame of not exceeding 3 days to use this area for the particular event that they have going within that facility. And again, it's for the purposes of not allowing anyone to covet that area. Additional events shall require the county's permission. The grantor, or MSOE, which is the grantor, shall be responsible to maintain the property and its improvements to the standards applied to public parks in the city of Milwaukee. Grantors shall pay all maintenance and repair costs for the property. They're not only developing it at their cost, they're maintaining it for all time at their cost. Alterations to the property shall comply with the provisions of the Park East Redevelopment Plan and the City Code of Ordinances with the county's consent. Material or structural alterations shall not be made without consent of the county. The easement shall not be assigned without written agreement, including the county. The easement shall run with the land and be binding by and shall inure to the benefit of all parties hereto and their respective heirs, successors, and assigned. In other words, it's perpetual. The easement shall only be amended by a written agreement by the county and MSOE and shall not violate any provisions of the Park East Compliance Plan without approval of the City of Milwaukee. City shall have the right, however, to enforce the maintenance element of this property. With that being said, staff is recommending approval of the tri-party agreement. They're recommending approval of the development agreement and approval of the county entering into and granting the public access easement. Again, going back to the $3.8 million less the environmental escrow of $1.144, the gross proceeds to the county is $2,666,802. The county's share will be $1,543,265. The state's will be $95,789. And the Federal Highway Administration will be $1,021,748. And that's recognized within the fiscal note.
I'm going to open it up to committee questions at this point, but before I do, I just want to kind of briefly outline the hope for timeline of this. Obviously, this is something the committee has known would be coming eventually, but once it's here, it's a lot of information, and as you even mentioned, it's pretty complicated. So So we're hoping that if there are issues, we can work them out today with the committee and take that time. Mm-hmm. If we do need additional time from this committee, we'll hold a special meeting before board day, and hopefully then clear all of that up. The reason for that is that it is hoped by all the parties that the county board meeting on September 2nd, that this item goes to that county board meeting. From what I remember, on February 6th, there's a city planning commission meeting that some of these items would go to. Then there's later on in February, there's a zoning commission. There's the common council meeting on February 28th. So that's, we're trying to keep it, do what we need to do, but keep it within that timeline. But I wanted to make sure that as we talked about it, that committee members were aware that if today is not sufficient time, we'll definitely hold another committee meeting before board day so that people have their concerns addressed. And I think we'll start with Supervisor Thomas's questions about the DBE piece. Ms. Webb, would you mind coming up? In agenda setting, this came up, and I asked her to write this memo, which people found at their desk today, so probably most of us have not had a chance to read it. But we wanted to go have that opportunity to discuss that piece.
Good morning. Frieda Webb, Director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners. We have been working with Milwaukee School of Engineering and their consultants, attorney, architect, and others. And I concur with Supervisor Thomas that it is our understanding that there is a commitment of 25% DBE goal relative to construction dollars on this project. And that's what our letter of understanding alluded to, that all the details were not there. But Dr. Veet's committed to the spirit and letter of the DBE program per the Milwaukee Park East Redevelopment Compact.
How will you be able to monitor this as it goes forward? What's the plan to make sure that that is, you know, kind of on track?
We have asked and been promised that they will basically share the schedule, incorporate Milwaukee County DBE language, contact the DBEs in our database, and make them aware that this opportunity is out there, and invite them to participate at all their informationals and bid openings, bid requests, and things of that nature. We will closely monitor this opportunity because we see it as a great opportunity for our disadvantaged businesses. And we know that to date we have had no serious adequate, ready, willing, and able DBEs in our construction database that can partake on most or all of these opportunities.
Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Webb, then, I guess at this time, would it be appropriate to say, since there is this willingness by MSOE to meet the DBE requirement of 25%, to just cross out the language of the good faith effort and just say, you know, the project will have a goal to achieve 25% DBE?
That is correct. I would concur with that.
Is that what is going to happen?
That is what is going to happen, because that is the Milwaukee County DBE language and project commitment on the part of all parties that are sitting at this table right now.
So we will receive some type of revised document with the good faith effort language deleted? Or
correct. That is correct, is it not? Yes.
To my understanding, it's always been a goal. And we are absolutely committed to the goal. There's no problem with that. My understanding was, you know, again, I can tell you that Hunzinger is 100% committed, MSOE is 100% committed to attempting to adhere to that goal. My understanding was, and again, I guess if it's different, please let me know, that it's not, gee, if you got to 24%, for example, that you would then be in violation of the agreement.
I would agree, and okay. This isn't a reflection on MSOE, but I think we've had projects in the past where there's been this good faith effort, and I've had individuals like waiting outside my office to, you know, tell me how passionate they are to meet the DBE objective, and it's less than accept. You know, it clearly doesn't meet the goal, and from my perspective, there was no effort. Right. 20%, you know. Again, we'd like to have 25, but 20%, if it happens, if you could tell that there's a good faith effort. 15%? I don't think there's a good faith effort. You know, so I'm not sure how to balance that, but at the same time, I want some type of, I guess, I just want to ensure that that is going to be the objective. And good faith effort to me means I can just look around this room, oh, well, I guess no one in this room can do construction, did the best that I could, and we move on with the project, and then after the fact, because this is another way that they get around the process, is they don't submit bills until the project is so far along to be completed that even with the remaining construction that's going to be done, you still wouldn't be able to meet the objective. So I guess for my own comfort level, and this has been, it's not just solely against you, this is something that I rant about every time this project's come before us, and you guys will have to just bear through it as well, but I just want something that gives this committee a good feeling that we're really dedicated to meeting that objective.
We concur with you. We have Milwaukee County has had no experience of not meeting construction goals relative to DBEs and these type of opportunities. So we are confident that they can meet the 25% goal. And only good faith effort is demonstrated when there is a significant lack of DB participation. We ask you to demonstrate good faith effort. So there's probably a misunderstanding of your use of the term good faith effort. We have a goal, and a good faith effort is demonstrated when we do not meet the goal.
Did you wish to comment,
may
sir?
I make a comment?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on forward.
I'm Herman Beats.
Right.
I'm president
Dr. Beats,
of the
come on
Milwaukee
forward.
School of Engineering. I don't know if I'm going to get this close.
Oh, you're at the table now, Doctor.
The comment I would make is just two points. One is we have met these types of goals before. When we built the Kern Center, we and the same construction manager that we have this time, Huntington, was also the construction manager. We met all the goals. I think if you look back in the records, you'll find out that we worked very, very hard to do that. That's number one. Number two, we're not going anywhere. Right? And this is our commitment, really, to downtown. And when we make that commitment, we're not going anywhere. The problems that you typically might have in this kind of situation is somebody who comes in, does a job, and leaves town. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to upset our reputation here by promising something and not delivering. That's not our reputation. We've been here for a heck of a long time. We're planning to be here for an awful lot longer. And I think if you're going to bet on somebody, bet on us. We're not going to do any better.
For the committee's information, the resolution that's in the back of the packet on page 7 is under the describes the development of the project piece, and on lines 286 to 309, took me a minute to find it, goes through the labor standards, which is, I'll kind of paraphrase, prevailing overtime rates, minimum hourly wage rates, and minimum fringe benefits. They'll file that with the county clerk. They'll comply with the prevailing wage and economic data of the PERC, maintain their records. On non-discrimination and affirmative action, they go through that piece. And then under DBE participation goals, it says developer and its contractors shall commit to disadvantaged business enterprise participation goals and comply with the PERC. Developer will work with the county CBDP section and submit a PERC compliance plan. So it is specified in the document as well, which I think is really important, because if it was missing, we'd have an issue. But at least people can take a look at that and see if that's is that pretty typical language, or is this going a little bit further than past agreements, or how would you characterize this?
I characterize this as standard language, and what we do is include the DBE form so that they complete them and work with us as they go through the project, and we seek to work closely with them. This time we don't have the purse strings, so we seek to work very closely. Usually Milwaukee County is the developer contractor and making payment. This time MSOE and their parties are the ones dispersing and handling the funds, so we will seek to work closely with them so that there's a proactive adherence as opposed to a reactive.
Sir Thomas, are you finished?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Given Director Webb's comments and Dr. Veet's statement regarding what happened at the Kern Center, I move approval of this resolution.
The resolution is before us. We also, I did want to double check as to the sign-off of county attorneys. Have they gone through both the tri-party agreement, the development agreement, as well as the public access agreement, and signed off on all of those?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Gilman?
Yes, they have. In fact, we included a stamped copy of Corporation Counsel within your packet.
Are there any other entities of county government that this should have gone to beforehand? Oh, sorry. We don't have any other departments. All the sign-offs within the administration part of the county government have all gone through, correct?
Madam Chair, risk management has seen it. They just haven't signed off on it yet because Mr. Champacom was the counsel and he retired, so we wanted to make sure that you recognize that he was involved. And Mr. Deacher will sign off before the documents are executed.
Normally they sign up before we implement them. Well, a lot of times they sign up before the board. Would you just let us, if
sure.
there's any chance you can sign off of them before board day, that would be helpful to know. Would you mind letting
sure.
me know and I'll let the committee know? Okay. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to MSOE for this project. I think it's definitely a worthwhile endeavor for downtown Milwaukee. And my question is more to Mr. Gilman, is that once we get to the point where we get everybody situated in the right parcel, it looks like the Harris Bank will now have a very developable and very valuable piece of property. Could you just give us a little explanation of what the value of that property might be and the impact on the TIF district in downtown Milwaukee and just the tax revenue for Milwaukee County and how we're rearranging some of those puzzle pieces?
Well, Madam Chair, Supervisor, I think, if I may, the idea being is it's what they currently have and what they're going to end up with as far as eventual tax base, because they have this particular parcel for future development, it would ultimately be a higher value than could be achieved on this irregular piece here. As far as recognizing the value between this, of currently owning this and getting this, that was a part of the appraised exchange of lands. You have this piece, it's worth this much appraised-wise, you will pay me or you will offset. So the value, everyone's value has been recognized in per each of the puzzle piece. But at the end of the day, when this turns into a parcel, this in turn will generate a tax base, I would imagine, that is higher and better than what they currently have.
Right, and I guess the point I was trying to make is not only are we getting something that benefits MSOE in the downtown area, but hopefully then the property taxes from that parcel will be greater and be able to pay off the TIF district in a quicker fashion than what they were in the past, and hopefully leave Harris Bank with an even better development opportunity for downtown Milwaukee.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I would concur. I think I would characterize it as well of saying by taking these irregular shaped parcels and creating more regularly configured parcels that lend themselves to higher and better development, that reinforces your statement.
Thank you. Great. That, because I think with this project and putting this all together, it's probably one of the few times that you're going to see a win on so many multiple fronts for everybody. And I just want to thank everybody involved. I think when you get to this part and you look at the map, it doesn't seem as complicated. But for those of us who've been sitting at the table for the last 8 years, realize just what a feat it is to get it to this point, and just wanted to say thanks not only to our county staff but everyone involved, because it was quite an endeavor, and it is to chalk up a victory that is a win on multiple fronts is impressive. Thank you.
And I just want to concur with that as well before we get to Dr. Beats, because you're talking the state of Wisconsin, you're talking multiple departments from the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County, the city of Milwaukee. You've got all the independent, the semi-independent planning commissions and rezoning and all those pieces. Plus, you've got, Dr., the MSOE and all the entities that they have to be responsible to and responsive for, too, as well as Harris Bank, et cetera. So it's really a complicated process, and it took a lot of cooperation, and it also is occurring during, you know, one of the worst economic downturns in our community's recent history. So this is really a phenomenal, it's a wonderful project, but it really is a major achievement, and I want to congratulate MSOE, Harris Bank, as well as the city and county development staff, including Ms. Webb from our CDBG piece as well, to move this forward and bring something that's so well done and to us for approval. Dr. B.
I want to echo that. That's where I wanted to go as well. But specifically, I want to say that we appreciate the hard work and the expertise that were supplied by the county employees and the supervisors and so on, because this is a very complicated issue. It's taken a heck of a long time, but it was worth it. I think you'll find it will be worth it. It will be a stimulus for downtown, and I think everybody will want to be near it.
I apologize for mixing up my acronyms this morning. I keep saying CDBG.
That's all right.
CDDP.
Gap the spirit.
All right. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Johnson. Please call the roll.
Lisco?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Roma Webb?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. The item is
approved. We'll give them a minute to now, the board's not going to get these packets, but it will all be on the